Ask people in Afghanistan how old they are, and you'll often get a vague response. This is not like American socialites saying they are women of a certain age. In fact, many people in Afghanistan just don't know how old they are. The Afghan government is trying to change that by issuing its youngest citizens something that most people in the country have never seen before, a birth certificate. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson has a story from Kabul.
There's no chance that people will forget this newborn or any other at the Malalai Hospital here in Kabul. Not because of their loud cries. Instead, these babies are memorable because they exist on paper. Most Afghan children do not. But these babies and all other children born since the spring in the capital and surrounding villages are being issued birth certificates. That includes the many Afghan children who are born at home. At the moment, Kabul is the only place in Afghanistan where every birth is being registered. But the Afghan government, with the United Nations' help, hopes to do the same for newborns all over the country by the end of 2009. If they succeed, it'll be the first time in Afghan history. Currently, the government says less than 1% of Afghans have a birth certificate. Najibullah Hamim is a child protection specialist with UNICEF in Kabul. The world body is funding the birth certificate drive.
Having identity, proper identity, is everybody's human right. And it is the first right of every human being upon birth. And this is something which is lacking in Afghanistan. And by registering birth, we are solving so many problems.
Like making sure all children get vaccinated and receive those shots at the right age, or by giving the government an accurate tally of its youngest citizens so they can build enough schools. Some officials hope the certificates might even keep Afghan parents from marrying off their daughters at too early an age. That, in turn, could lower infant and maternal mortality rates. Still, despite popular support, and the fact birth certificates are required by law, Mir Abdul Rahman Maqul, a senior Interior Ministry official, says it's difficult to make them standard issue in Afghanistan, especially in remote areas where 4 of every 5 Afghans live.
No one opposes it, but there isn't a whole lot of cooperation either. We tell local religious leaders and village elders about the benefit the certificates can bring to their communities. But they want to be paid a salary by UNICEF or the government. That we simply can't afford.
Nor does the Afghan government have any means to collect or store nationwide data. Again, Najibullah Hamim of UNICEF.
We need to support them in terms of space, in terms of equipment, in terms of transportation, which is a main issue. Currently, we have provided motorbikes to the birth registrars. By motorbike, you can access all the communities.
At least those that are safe. Many parts of the country are engulfed in war, which Hamim says could prevent the Afghan government from meeting its 2009 goal of registering all newborns. In Kabul, there are other obstacles to issuing birth certificates. Like here in the Malalai maternity ward, where hospital worker Mahbuba asks a dozen mothers if they've chosen names for their babies. All but one say no. The exception on this afternoon is 22-year-old Shamina. Mahbuba asks the new mother what name she's chosen for her son. She replies, Karam. The hospital worker scribbles it down on his birth certificate. She says parents can take a few days to decide on a name. But she adds it's better to register the child right away, as the hospital has no way to ensure that parents return to complete the birth certificate. That is why she often suggests newborn names to the parents. Mahbuba says most of the time, parents go along with her suggestions. She guesses that's because she selects religious names found in the Quran. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.